Tantor Audio presents Werewolf in Alaska by Vicki Lewis Thompson. Narrated by Abby Craden. Prologue. July 14, 2010, Polecat, Alaska. Lurking in the grocery aisle of the Polecat General Store, Rachel Miller pretended to shop while she eavesdropped on the conversation between the store's owner, Ted Haggerty, and the broad-shouldered customer he'd called Jake. She'd recognized the guy the minute he'd walked in, despite the fact that he was fully clothed. Although they'd never met, she knew three things about Jake. He lived across the lake from her grandfather's cabin, he liked to skinny dip, and he was built for pleasure. Among other items, Grandpa Ike had left her his high-powered binoculars. She'd accidentally caught her hot neighbor's skinny-dipping routine one warm summer night while watching an eagle dive for a fish. After that, she'd planned her evenings around it. After opening the screen door of the general store, Jake had glanced in her direction but hadn't seemed to recognize her. Apparently, he hadn't been keeping tabs on her the way she had on him. That was disappointing. Then again, she spent only a couple of weeks in Polecat every summer, and she wasn't the type to plunge naked into an alpine lake. Still, she would have taken this opportunity to introduce herself if he hadn't paused in front of the small display of her wood carvings. She'd immediately turned away, grabbed a can of salmon, and studied the label with fierce intensity. If she ever intended to move from hobbyist to professional, she'd have to get over being self-conscious about displaying her work for sale.